in this bulletin. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's committed to working with Australia's Defence Force after the report into alleged war crimes. South Australia records one new coronavirus case as it prepares to end its strict lockdown. And in sport, world number one Novak Djokovic beats Alexander Zverev to seal a last four spot at the ATP Finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says serious allegations of war crimes in Afghanistan need to be dealt with under Australia's justice system. He says the allegations against Australia's special forces over the suspected murders of 39 people in Afghanistan are disturbing and distressing. Mr. Morrison has reminded current servicemen and women that the alleged actions of others shouldn't reflect on them because they've earned respect.
These things cannot happen again, and we're very committed to work not just with the Defence Forces but across the government to ensure that governments can know about these things and can take actions when they should.
He says the special investigator will manage the matter under Australian laws and it's inappropriate for the government to become involved in that inquiry. One new coronavirus case has been identified in South Australia as the state prepares to end its lockdown. The new infection is a close contact of a previous case linked to the Parafield cluster in Adelaide's north, bringing its total to 26. Around 5,400 people linked to that outbreak are now in quarantine, but the health department is yet to locate 40 others. Premier Stephen Marshall says while the state will end its lockdown tonight, now's not the time to become complacent.
We are not out of the woods yet. The expert health advice that we have received is that we are still managing a very dangerous cluster. And although we are reducing those restrictions, we are still very concerned about this cluster. And there are still many people that we need to identify and put into a quarantine situation pending testing results.
Victoria has just one active coronavirus case after another day with no new infections and zero deaths recorded. The state government is asking anyone around Altona to get tested after the virus was detected in wastewater there last week. Victorians are also preparing for announcements about the further easing of coronavirus restrictions expected tomorrow. Health Minister Martin Foley says as South Australia starts to ease its restrictions this weekend, it'll update its border system. He says the Premier will also update the community on mask-wearing rules this Sunday.
Masks will continue to play an important role in keeping us safe. Victorians have invested so much in getting us to 22 days straight with no COVID outbreaks, and the important role that masks have played in certain settings has been a significant part of that.
A rail link between the Melbourne city centre and the airport will be available for travellers from 2029 under a joint federal and Victorian government agreement. The trip is likely to take less than 30 minutes with trains running through the metro tunnel and construction on the project is scheduled to start in 2022. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says current access to the airport via a bus at Southern Cross Station in Melbourne is impractical, so change is needed.
This is the best of both worlds. You're getting to the centre of Melbourne quicker, you're using a service that simply isn't available now, and you're getting where you want to go. Rather than everybody having to hub through Southern Cross Station, we don't think that's the best outcome.
An earthquake has struck the northern Pacific coast of Chile on Saturday afternoon. The country's seismological centre says the 5-point magnitude quake was southwest of Ovalle. A high rate of seismic activity is part of the Pacific Ring of Fire on Chile's coast. In tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic has beaten Alexander Zverev 6-3, 7-6, 7-4 to seal a last four spot at the ATP Finals. The 33-year-old Serb will face US Open champion Dominic Thiem in the semi-final, while Medvedev will play world number two Rafael Nadal. Djokovic is seeking to equal Roger Federer's record of 6 ATP Finals titles, while Nadal is looking for his first. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 29. Adelaide, a shower or two, 34. Melbourne, showers developing with a possible storm, 30. Hobart, a shower or two, 21. Canberra, similar conditions, 32. Wollongong, a possible shower and 27. Sydney, much the same, 29. Newcastle, a possible shower as well, 33. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, similar conditions, 32, and Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.